Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been dissolved after failing to agree on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee was disbanded after a motion was moved in State Parliament last night, roughly 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. Thuringowa MP and member of the committee, Aaron Harper, says the LNP have effectively hidden the report.
People in Townsville, Speaker, people in Townsville are crying out for solutions, and the LNP in this state are hell-bent on blocking this committee from taking action.
A man in his 60s is in a critical but stable condition in Townsville Hospital after a crash in the Burdekin. He was airlifted to Townsville Hospital from air after crashing into a pole in Admillan at just after 6:30 last night. North Queensland farmers are being encouraged to voice their concerns about the price of products at the checkout. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions closes tomorrow. Committee Chair Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say, and it can be done anonymously.
These submissions and the hearings before the committee can be made confidential so that our farmers know that they have the confidence to be able to come forward and let us know what it is that these big supermarkets are doing to them, because when it's impacting them, it's impacting their business and it's impacting families right across the region.
77% of Queenslanders support the creation of more national parks, according to polling from the Protect Beautiful Queensland Alliance. Meantime, conservationists are celebrating yesterday's announcement of the acquisition of the Vergemont Cattle Station, a landmass equivalent to the size of the Australian Capital Territory. National Parks Association of Queensland CEO Chris Thomas says more and more of us are recognising the importance of green spaces.
I think if we can just reflect on COVID and the pandemic, what we saw during the COVID was almost a doubling of visitation to national parks because people couldn't go anywhere else. And all of a sudden, the community has seen the beauty that we have on our doorstep.
And if you've got a story that you think we should know about, send us an email, northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.